Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Avail launches an airdrop for its native Avail token. Optimism releases its schedule for retro funding round 4. Velodrome announces plans to launch on the Lisk Layer 2 network. And Optimism activates its MCP upgrade. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is sponsored by Harpy, an on-chain security solution for Ethereum-based wallets. Harpy helps you detect and prevent malicious transactions before they execute, safeguarding your assets from theft in real time. Secure your wallet for free at harpy.io/ETHDaily. Avail, a data availability blockchain, launched an airdrop for its native Avail token. The allocation includes 600 million Avail tokens for users across Ethereum, Solana, Cosmos, Avalanche, and Near ecosystems. Eligible users include developers, incentivized testnet contributors, Polygon proof-of-stake stakers, and rollup users on OP Mainnet, Arbitrum, ZK-Sync, and Polygon ZK-EVM. Eligible users have until May 5th to claim their Avail. Once Avail Network launches to Mainnet, the tokens will be automatically distributed to the claimed wallets. Avail will be used to pay for services, enhance security through staking, and governance participation. Avail originated from within Polygon Labs and later became an independent project in 2023. Avail aims to provide a scalable and secure solution for data storage using both validity proofs and data availability sampling. Optimism released the schedule for its fourth retroactive funding round, which targets on-chain builders. The application window will open from May 23rd to June 6th, with batch holders set to vote on allocations between June 23rd and July 8th. The final results will be announced on July 15th. The round will allocate 10 million OP tokens to projects that have increased demand for block space on the superchain. The funding round is based on impact metrics, including engagement with repeat and high trust score users and attracting new users. To be eligible for the round, applicants must have deployed contracts on OP stack chains, achieved interactions with at least 420 unique addresses from January 1st to May 1st of this year, maintained contract activity for more than 10 days, and verified contract ownership on GitHub. Velodrome, the leading decentralized exchange on Base and Optimism, unveiled plans to expand its DEX to the Lisk Layer 2 network. Originally launched as a Layer 1 blockchain in 2016, Lisk has evolved into an OP stack chain that focuses on real-world assets and the development of decentralized networks for physical infrastructure. Holders of Vote escrowed Velo tokens will vote on directing Velo token emissions towards liquidity pools on Lisk. Lisk has also pledged to market acquire a stake in Velo tokens and has committed $1 million in voting incentives to stimulate liquidity. The Lisk Layer 2 network is currently live on testnet with plans for a mainnet launch in the third quarter of this year. And lastly, Optimism activated its multi-chain prep upgrade on mainnet. The update enables all chains within the Superstack to reference a unified smart contract implementation. The feature allows Layer 1 contracts to be upgraded across various OP stack chains through a single transaction, enhancing upgradability across the superchain. The upgrade also introduces the dynamic discovery of contract addresses via system config, which improves the developer experience. The MCP upgrade was approved by OP token holders last month. In other news, Puffer Finance raises an $18 million Series A round, Renzo reaches a million staked ETH on its liquid restaking protocol, and Kraken releases a self-custody wallet. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.